So a change we were just informed here late morning. I just had it reconfirmed to me by head coach Miles Dustman here this mid-afternoon on this Tuesday. The Tri-County boys, they're going to be playing at St. Joe Christian Knight. Girls are not, as coach explained it to me, and I kind of knew the details. There's just a little bit of sickness going around, coach, and it's not as if you have the deepest team in the world. So you combine those two things together, and you're going to move that road trip, at least for the girls, to a little bit later on the season, right?
Yeah, we're dealing with a little bit of sickness, and we already had a couple injuries to start the year, and so we just don't have quite enough able bodies tonight to field a basketball team. So, yeah, we're going to push that game back. We're looking for next Monday, and we're switching that from being at St. Joe Christian to being at Tri-County.
Gotcha.
Starting at 6 o'clock.
Gotcha. You know, I was talking with your sister about this today. Whether or not it's the St. Joe Christian girls or guys, they're both really solid programs. So one way or the other, when you play them, you're going to be tested pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. And that's kind of why we wanted to get them on our schedule. It was kind of a mutual thing. We like playing tougher teams that kind of test us. And so that always gets us ready for district competition and ready for conference competition. And so I think it's really important for you to sprinkle games like that into your schedule throughout the year.
You played Pattonsburg at your place a week ago tonight. You lost it by 21. And we both know this. You were at the game. I wasn't. So can I pick a whole lot out of a 60-39 final? I can make assumptions that might be wrong. Was the game closer than that score might indicate for the most part, coach?
Yeah, for the most part. We didn't start very strong. They got out to that big lead pretty early, but we kept it close throughout the rest of the game. But we had, shockingly enough, another sickness that game, and so probably our best defender and our only senior on the team was sick that game. So we had a main rotation of five that night, and then we had a girl get three fouls in the first quarter. So we had to go pretty deep into our bench that night. That really hurt us. But whenever we had our main five out on the floor, we were incredibly competitive with Pattonsburg. My stats tell me that we had a plus minus of zero, which means that we played even with them whenever that starting five was out on the floor. But Pattonsburg was who we thought they were. They have two really good guards in the Crabtree and Jones girl, and they're going to put pressure on you, and they did exactly that, and they came out on top with their pressure and with their two guards.
Yeah, the biggest thing is you just got to get the team healthy. You know, we're talking Class 1, you know, girls basketball, so if you're not healthy, unless you're deep, and there are not a whole lot of Class 1 teams that are deep at that level, you know, you can say, yeah, we got to get the girls in shape, got to get them in practice, you know, get better in games. Biggest thing is you just need to get back to full strength as a roster at this point, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we run a rotation of about six, with the majority of them being guards, with one big. So, I mean, we're pretty thin as far as depth goes. But that group of six, whenever they're playing together, is whenever we've played our best basketball and whenever we've been really competitive in basketball games. So if we can get those six out on the floor and improving throughout the season, I think things will come together for us.
Yeah, it's kind of a double whammy, too, where you're not at full strength. And really, if you looked at the season and say, you know, the 1 week early in the season where we know we're going to play a couple of good teams and we want to be at full strength would have been last week with Pattonsburg and then a trip to Mercer on Friday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially with Pattonsburg being in our district and then Mercer being within our conference, that was a big week for us. And all that being said, I thought we played pretty well against Pattonsburg. We came out and kind of laid an egg against Mercer. But I also thought that Mercer is an improved basketball team from last year. They've got better perimeter shooting, and they've really grown from last year's ball team, and they're a really tough team to beat.
Yeah, I saw them at Milan on Thursday night. I was impressed by, you know, obviously, I'd seen Maddie Fisher play for the last couple of years as an underclassman, but as kind of the go-to girl on that Mercer team, she seems to have this ability to, you know, take everybody's best shot, and just she finds a way to get her points, you know, every night.
Absolutely. She just puts so much pressure on the rim that you have to put so much attention towards her, and then so we were trying to double-team her for the majority of the night. And then whenever you do that, if your rotations on the back end aren't solid, then you're giving up wide open threes to shooters. And while that was a pretty effective strategy against them last year, this year they have perimeter shooters that have really improved, and they knocked down about any open perimeter shot that they had against us on Friday night.
East Harrison will be at James Sport on Thursday. Cross our fingers, hope that the Tri-County girls are a little bit more healthy and can, you know, field the full squad for that. Girls got to be excited to not only play in Holiday Hoops, Coach, but you got the first game for Holiday Hoops. Just start the thing Saturday morning at 11. So I know it's always exciting to play at NCMC, but to be the first game for the event, that got to be a little bit exciting for the Lady Mustangs.
Oh, absolutely. And it's tradition that you go to Holiday Hoops around here, and it's always a great program run. And we're always super happy to be involved in it and play in that kind of atmosphere on that amazing court. And the hospitality there is always incredible. So we're just happy that they have us there. Yeah, we start off with Brashear Saturday at 11, and we're really excited to be a part of it. And we're going to be playing a pretty good Brashear Ball Club.
Yeah, and I'm looking at things here, and it looks like I'm trying to do the quick math. 4 games in 5 days, that's, you know, especially for a team that you're trying to get healthy, I'm sure that's in the back of your mind saying, I hope we're ready to go, because that's going to be a challenge.
Oh, it's definitely going to be a challenge. Yep. And like you said, we're trying to get healthy at this point, but we're also trying to get some games in. And so, especially with the Christmas break coming up, if we can get through this 5-day stretch of these 4 games and get a couple of wins, that's going to do a lot to boost our confidence, especially since we're on a 4-game losing streak right now. But that East Harrison game is really big for us. That is a conference and a district foe. And we played some really tough competitive basketball games against them last year. And the girls really, I think they're going to be really focused and ready to come out for that one.
Yeah, East Harrison was 0-3 going into last night, but they got a win. They got a win at Union Star tonight, 25-23. They'll be at Winston tonight, a game I'll certainly have my eyes on to get a final score on that one. Tri-County will host East Harrison on Thursday. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Get those girls healthy to the best of your abilities, and we will talk with you again next Tuesday.
Sounds great, Tom. Thank you very much.